The prospects of ending 12 years long pro Taliban militancy through negotiation are dying down after a US drone attack killed Wali Rehman Mehsood, the deputy chief of pro Taliban militants controlling parts of the tribal region in northwest of Pakistan. In a retaliation, the militants have withdrawn their offer to hold talks with the incoming government of Muslim League of Nawaz Sharif. The pro-Taliban militants have blamed country's military for conspiring to get their leader killed through a US drone strike. Wali Rehman was known to be relatively moderate and was against carrying out attacks in Pakistan. He was in favor of holding peace talks with the incoming government to bring to an end years-long insurgency that has led to the killing of tens of thousands of people in Pakistan since 9/11. The pro-Taliban militants have vowed to resume attacks, which had substantially reduced after the party of incoming Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif won the national election last month.
The situation can take turn to the worst. The incoming Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif will have to come up with an insightful strategy to find an amicable solution as per his commitment with the people to hold negotiations with pro-Taliban militants and prevent the situation from slipping into another cycle of violence.
Sharif's party is still hopeful to convince angry pro-Taliban militants to hold negotiations.
We, our Taliban, may contact each other for holding talks. Peace through negotiations is in the interest of humanity, in the interest of Pakistan, in the interest of Afghanistan, in the interest of this region, and in the interest of world community.
Political parties discreetly supporting US drone attacks during last 5 years lost the national election last month.
The opposition parties are now mounting pressure on incoming Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif to order Pakistan Air Force, after he takes oath of his office next week, to shoot down US assassination drones operating in country's tribal region. Sharif's party is going to convene a meeting of all major political parties to decide a joint course of action on how to deal with continued violation of Pakistan's sovereignty by Washington. Javed Rana, Press TV, Islamabad.